Yaron Hirschhorn here, your host of the E-Commerce Mindset Podcast. And in this episode, we talk about some last-minute Prime Day optimization tips. We'll talk about PPC budgets, automation, bids, dayparting, as well as some last-minute things you can still do in your business to optimize for Prime Day. The podcast is sponsored by IncrementumDigital.com. Incrementum Digital is my Amazon growth marketing agency. We help brands scale using the power of Amazon advertising, DSP, listing optimization, influencer marketing, Google ads to Amazon, as well as reimbursements and seller operation services. You can visit incrementumdigital.com. Also follow our newsletter on LinkedIn. We put out a weekly newsletter. It's in the show notes that you can subscribe to on LinkedIn and get weekly updates on what's happening in the Amazon space and content that myself and the rest of our team puts together. The podcast is also sponsored by 8fig.co. 8fig is the best option for growth capital for your e-commerce business. It's really flexible. The decision process is really fast. There's no personal guarantee, no equity that you need to give up. And if you want to make sure that you don't go out of stock on the fall Prime Day event and in Q4, you want to make sure that you have enough inventory and do not lose ranking and positioning by getting stockouts and making sure you have the capital to grow your business. You can visit 8fig.co to learn more and get an offer for growth capital for your business. Enjoy this episode talking all about last minute Prime Day optimizations. Okay, so let's talk about some last minute Prime Day tips that you can still implement before next week's Prime Day. So, you know, you can no longer submit deals or Prime Day exclusive coupons, but what can you do leading up to Prime Day? And let's talk a little bit about PPC and budgets as well. So what the first thing I'll talk about is the budgets. When it comes to PPC budgets, what should you do? Should you increase your budget? Should you decrease your budget? What's the best thing for your brand? So the first thing is that you should know that conversion rates will start to decline actually pretty much today is Thursday. They're going to start to decline from now until Prime Day. That's because people are browsing, they're looking for products, and they're going to say, you know what? I'm going to wait until Prime Day and I'm going to see if there's a deal. I'll come back. I don't really need this right now. I've done this. I'm looking to buy Apple AirTags. I'm going to wait and see. I don't need it right away. I'm going to wait and see if there's a deal for that on Prime Day. My parents are looking to buy luggage. Again, not an emergency. They were looking today, and then you know, my wife said to them, "Well, wait. You know, maybe there'll be a deal during Prime Day." So this is exactly the behavior that's happening right now, and the conversion rates are going to be lower as a result. Now, the question is, what should you do about that? Well, one of the things you could do is you can reduce your budgets now if you want to, because you're going to see lower conversion rates. However, if you have deals running or Prime exclusive coupons running on Prime Day, you may not want to do that because people may add your product to cart, just like I did with the Apple AirTags, and come back and shop for that product and see if it's available on a deal during Prime Day. So you may not want to lower your budgets on products where you do have deals coming up. So what we're recommending what we're recommending is to increase your budget by 50% the day before Prime Day. There's going to be a lot more traffic on the site and you don't want to run out of budget. Again, people will be browsing that day. Conversions won't be great, but again, they're looking for the products that they may want to buy on Prime Day. And then we're recommending a double the budget for the days of Prime Day. Again, if this is not a one-size-fits-all recommendation, if you are obviously, you know, short on inventory, if you're going to run out on inventory, if you don't have deals during Prime Day, you know, I wouldn't necessarily recommend increasing your budget the day before Prime Day, deals or Prime exclusive coupons. So it's not a one-size-fits-all decision. And then what we're doing too is if you're using software, we're actually lowering the target A cost by about 10%. So if we have a target A cost of 30%, we're going to make it 27%. We're going to lower it by 10% of the original number. So 30%, we're going to take 10% of that three, and we're going to lower it. The reason is because what's happening is software is going to see that, software doesn't know it's Prime Day. Software is going to see that you are converting really well and you may have a lower A cost, and it's going to start to raise your bids for, you know, during Prime Day and the day after. And obviously the conversions are going to drop right after Prime Day. So that's another thing you can expect to see a couple of days post Prime Day of conversions dropping. Now, because of that, because software is going to artificially raise your bids to try to meet your target A cost goal, and you may be below it, what we are recommending is lower your target A costs so that the bids are not increased for the days after Prime Day. And you can expect also to have a lower conversion rate for the next, you know, 2-3 days post Prime Day as well. Now, what are some of the things that you can still do in your business before Prime Day? So first of all, sponsor brand ads. If you're not using custom images, go in and edit your creatives. You can use custom images. You'll get a much better click-through rate. Sponsor brand custom image, you'll get a better click-through rate, and recommend that you do that. If you have, deals, coupons, etc. on Prime Day, you can change your messaging on your sponsored brand ads, and you can put a copy that says, you know, save on this product. So you're allowed to use that kind of copy on your sponsored brand ads. So promotional messaging and sponsored brand ads. You can still update your storefront. So you can create a deals page on your storefront, and only products that have deals will show up. Will Amazon show on that page while the deals are live? So it's kind of dynamic. You can still use Amazon posts, upload posts. If you don't have any, deals, if you didn't get any to submit any deals or Prime exclusive coupons, and you still want to do something, you could just add a regular coupon to your listing. It's not as strong because you're not going to get that big badge that, you know, that Amazon gives you when you have a deal or a Prime exclusive coupon, but it's still going to be something that people will see. Oh, there's a coupon. They're going to think, you know, okay, this is still discounted today. And you may have a better conversion rate. People are really looking for deals, discounts when they're shopping on Prime Day. You can expect to see an increase in sales, even if you don't have that, but obviously not as big as if you are going to be running coupons or deals. Obviously, some things to keep in mind are your inventory. You know, are you going to focus on profitability? Are you going to focus on growth? What's going to, you know, do you have enough inventory post Prime Day? And then also remember that there's going to be another Prime fall event that Amazon announced sometime in the fall. And then there's going to be Q4. So you have to make sure that you're going to have enough inventory in place. And think about, if you haven't yet ordered inventory for Q4, you know, to make sure that you have enough inventory for Q4. And, you know, that may impact, again, what you do with budgets, et cetera, around you know, PPC. And one interesting thing that you can do also is we've had previous episodes talking about the new Amazon marketing stream, which is basically hourly data around your PPC. If you don't have that, I would say, and you want to kind of preserve budget or maximize your budget on Prime Day, you may want to do day parting or turn your ads off overnight. Overnight hours we've seen is the highest cost per click and the worst A cost because everybody's budgets reset. And if you don't have, you know, if you're not going to have budget to last the entire day of Prime Days, you may want to, unless you have a deal that's, you know, running on the overnight hours or something, pause your ads during the overnight hours or reduce your bids during that time if you're using software that can do that. This is something that we're doing, and we can actually both pause and we can also decrease bids for particular hours during the day with the new Amazon Marketing Stream API. It'll also be interesting this year to get data for the first time that we have the Amazon Marketing Stream to see what happens on an hourly basis with PPC results that we'll be able to implement next during the next Prime events that come up. And, you know, I'll share that information on the podcast as well. So it's just a quick update, you know, regarding Prime Day. I expect to see a lot more deals this year. People have more inventory this year than they did in the last couple of years, because I think Amazon's a little bit slower right now, more sellers have understand the supply chain issues today, and I think are more prepared with inventory now than in the last couple of years. So just a quick update. Hope you guys have an amazing Prime Day. I hope you crush it. We'll share in this on YouTube as well. I think we'll add in some slides with some of the data and also how we are making changes, particularly in Perpetua, to automate the increase of budgets and the decrease back, as well as bids. For pre-Prime Day, Prime Day, and post-Prime Day, that will be incorporated into this video as well. So wishing you a lot of success, and I'll see you on the next episode.